The person doing the back translation should listen to the Bible story in the mother tongue straight through, without stopping, at least one time. Ask your back translator to clearly state what each line says as literally as possible. For example, if your storyteller says, "She loves him with all her stomach," you'll want to know that the word used in the mother tongue is really stomach rather than heart, which in this instance would have been what we'd use in English to communicate the same thing. It's quite helpful to model a back translation for the large group and then give everyone an opportunity to role-play different steps in the back translation process. As you give them time to practice, you'll help them develop as story crafters who can train additional story crafters over time. Reproducing story crafters like this propels and furthers access to God's Word for all people groups.